cloudy. Good chance of rain all day. Highs in the upper 60s. 64 right now.
News anytime at WOAI.com. Delivered by
Comfort Air Engineering. Engineering your comfort for life.
Well, as you can imagine, Donald Trump's victory sent the world market shaking. And you would imagine the Mexican peso dropped a little bit because of this. And I wonder why that is. Well, to find out the answers to all this question, we reach out to the president of Predigo Partners, Wendy Kowalik. Now, Wendy, what does this mean to us as average people here?
You know, what it's going to mean is you're going to see a lot of volatility in your 401k when you open up your statement.
And so don't look at it? Is that what you're saying?
Do not look at it.
Okay.
Do not watch this morning. Luckily, it's a big change this morning from what it was last night as the results were coming in. Last night, it was down 800.
Wow.
And they actually stopped trading on the futures. The market was down more last night with the early news than it was after 9/11.
Wendy, should we ever put so much focus and concern the day after a major election like this? Do they ever really say anything about annual returns in general?
No, it really says nothing about annual returns. It's really just the reaction of we've got a surprise. The market loves knowns. They love steady. They love things. They love a balance of power. They like having a president that's a different political party than the House and the Senate. You know, this has only happened 13 times since 1945 that
Wow.
you've had a president, Senate, and Congress all of the same party. And only twice in that time that it was Republican.
Considering Trump has made his fortune as a real estate investor, can we really rest easy knowing any of his tax reforms will likely encourage investing?
That's what's so interesting is what the market's hoping for is some corporate tax cuts. That's been a long-running complaint of corporate America that if we could have some tax cuts, that would help. But otherwise, the tax cuts for the average Americans, tax cutting for the wealthy just really doesn't impact the economy. So they don't feel like that's going to change the market much at all. But if we could get corporate tax cuts, it could move the needle, and that's what the market's hoping for right now.
And how do you expect the Fed to respond to a Trump presidency? Will interest rates stay low?
We think they're going to stay low. We actually think that there's a strong chance that it's going to pull and the rate hike is not going to happen in December, which everyone had been counting on. But it has really swung with the economists this morning saying that there's a chance that it's not going to happen in December.
So if I'm an investor, should I look for safe havens like, I don't know, gold?
You know, definitely not.
Okay.
What you really want to be looking for is domestic stocks, really looking for the things that are just being beat up for fear. Having the market pull back right now, we've been in the longest bull run we've been in a long period of time. So being able to follow the plan you had in place and stick with your domestic stocks, right now it's a great place if you've been sitting on cash for a while to go into those.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much. That's President of...